Okay, so here I am with Mara.
Hello.
We're going to talk about John Wick 1 and 2. So bad it's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen 2. I don't know, they kind of blend together. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah. Kick shit, fall apart, pet dog.
I know, end of but movies. It's awesome.
Why do you like them?
Because you don't have to, they're brain candy.
Yeah.
With cute candy to watch.
Yeah.
And a cute man. I was talking about a cute dog. And a cute man. Like, it's just fun. It's like, you know, the beach summer readings that are, you get through them in an hour and you're like, well, that's fun.
But I would argue that any movie with any man flesh or woman flesh, whatever you're into, that is eye candy for you, could be a turn your brain off and enjoy it movie.
Yeah. And that this one totally is.
But this one also has incredible violence. Not just this one. The entire series is built on how much violence can we put in this? None more.
Yeah.
None more
and
violence.
It's so over the top, you're like, yes. Well, that's not believable.
Exactly. So why is this the one that you're like, I like it because I shut my brain off?
So I went to this thing at Alamo where it was like people made their own short films. And the one that was the funniest ended with a full minute and a half, 90 seconds, which is actually an incredibly long time, of them, like, one of the characters hitting another character with a mannequin arm. It was just 90 seconds of that, and you're like, ha, oh, this is getting uncomfortable.
Now we're
and then
past
it, like,
the joke.
You get past it,
yeah.
And it becomes full on, like, sides hurting funny again.
Huh.
And that's what John Wick is for me. It's like, okay,
sides,
okay, okay.
Sides hurting,
like, it's
violent
not,
again.
It's, yeah, it's just, it's like, it keeps going, you're like, huh.
Hashtag make.
That happened.
Hashtag make violence funny again.
Exactly.
So basically, it's the Three Stooges of the modern age, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, except way cuter.
I don't know.
And none of the, like, Three Stooges is stupid humor.
Well, I agree completely. But I also agree that this is a stupid form of entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'm using air quotes on entertainment.
Yeah. Like, it's entertaining. And it's so over the top. Like,
agreed.
It's not something where I think that, like, someone is just going to some person would randomly come up and just, like, smack me like in the Three Stooges. Like, hey, I'm never going to be at some underground weird rave thing like this. B, I'm never gonna dress like that. Like, let's be real.
Well,
C, I'm never
could.
Gonna have that much money.
Not
D,
with
I'm
that
never
attitude,
gonna
Missy.
Have that fucking bathroom, which I would love to have where,
again.
Like, she slit her wrist or whatever the fuck
oh,
she did.
What? Spoilers.
Oh,
spoilers.
I'm sorry. If you haven't seen John Wick 1,
I don't
sorry.
Remember that. I don't remember
it
that.
It was at the end where he was supposed to, like, kill that lady and she killed herself instead.
Oh, I totally don't remember that.
Well, anyway.
Here's the thing. I watched
that bathroom. I want that okay. bathroom. Also, that bat and that house, like, his house
okay.
that he designed was also pretty cool. But it was just, like,
barely remembered. But
I also saw it more recently than you did.
Okay,
so.
That, yeah. Well, yeah, I saw it at a tough time in my life. Yeah. It was when I was in Europe and, you know, crying myself to sleep every night. And the place where I was dog sitting, I think I had 2 wiener dogs and a lab at that one. And they had a ton of movies on. I don't know if it was VHS or it must have been on DVD. And John Wick's 1 and 2 were there. And I was like, okay, well, let's do this then. So mostly I was there to tune out. But also I'd watched every one of their other DVDs. And snuggle the dogs, take the dogs for walks and runs. That's actually where I started running, too. Yeah, so I don't remember a whole lot from that period of time.
Yeah.
Oh, and it wouldn't be a podcast on my episode channel stream thing if I didn't complain about traffic. What the fuck is going on up
I know,
ahead of
and
us?
It's the truck that's super slow. Like,
I think
truck,
in front of the
you
truck.
Have another truck? Like, you have the suspension meant for it. Like, the car in front of us is like, boom, boom. It's fine. It's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, this is Texas. There are many a truck to be followed here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for wrapping up John Wick 1 and possibly 2.
Are we done talking about them?
Yeah, we can move on to another topic if you'd like.
Okay, what should we talk about next? Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken was a cinematic masterpiece. Yes or no? Go.
Yes! Oh my god. We had to buy the library a new copy because we watched it so much that we wore out the tape.
We who?
I'd say me and my sister, but it was really me watching it.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, it was
the
out in Del City.
Family.
There was nothing else.
Okay. Yeah, no, there was nothing else. Well, I mean, there are facilities now where children don't watch Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, because that would actually be more fun than what they're doing right now.
True. Also, that's not Del City, thankfully.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was Clint. Oh. And Tornillo.
So Clint's just where you went to school.
Yeah, Del City is where my grandparents lived, where I spent all my summers.
And where they have no movies.
Dude, they have no nothing. They
is that Spanish?
Had, yes. They had a movie theater for a little bit when the Bracero program was going on. Because there were a lot of people that lived there.
This is American. Speak American.
It was a program during the Reagan years, I want to say. Maybe even before that, where they would, like, it was this open border policy that allowed, like, Mexican farm workers mm-hmm. to come across the border mm-hmm. and work. And, like...
But not in exchange for watching movies.
Not in exchange for watching movies. For doing farm work, essentially. They might have done other jobs, but I know that they did a lot of farm work.
And so they sent them to towns where there was nothing to do but work? That's inhumane.
I mean, there were bars open at the time.
Oh.
There was a movie theater open at the time. I think there's... Yeah, my grandparents' mercantile was still open. This is before it burned down.
Huh.
So there was legitimate stuff to do.
Okay.
And then
but
that
not
went
for,
away.
Not
and
for 5 and 7 year olds or whatever you guys were at the time.
I wasn't born yet.
I thought this was when you were wearing the movie out.
No. The movie was a rental from the library. And so we rented the VHS that we watched on my grandparents' TV, uh-huh. which was sat on top of their other TV.
Wait, you rented the VHS player?
No, we rented the VHS movie
the tape,
from the library. Mm-hmm. And then we just watched a lot.
Yeah, I had some of those.
In between, like, the episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger that my grandfather watched.
And, A.K.A. Church.
Oh, my God. He had to watch it all the way through. It was like, Grandpa, we need to go stories all. I need to know what happens. I'm all, mm-hmm. Walker's going to kick them.
It's going to be roundhouse kick
they're,
your face.
He's going to have a gun, but he's not going to use the gun. He's going to kick them instead. And then they're going to tell some really cheesy jokes, and they're all going to fake laugh, and then that's the end of the show. He's like, you've seen this before? No, Grandpa. We can finish it. It's fine.
That's awesome.
Oh, my Grandpa was a trip.
Loved him some Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, my God, he did.
Speaking of walkering, on our walk this evening,
uh-huh.
we should stop at the Hebe and maybe get us some roadie ice creams.
Well, I can't eat the roadie ice cream, but...
Oh, shit, man. I haven't had ice cream in like a month.
You can have ice cream. I just can't have ice cream.
I'm not going to have ice cream by myself. What the fuck fun is that?
We can have ice cream tomorrow. Oh, no, you have trivia.
Tomorrow.
I just have to do it before 8:30.
It's 8:12.
Yeah, but like...
HEB is right there.
Oh, you want to go there now? Okay.
I was going to say on our walk, but if you'll eat it with me.
Like, I have to stop eating by then.
That's like 18 minutes from now.
Okay. Like, if we stop there now, I can have like a few bites.
Okay, I'm only going to have a few bites too.
Okay.
All right, let's discuss flavorings. Rocky Road?
No.
Oh, wait, what don't you like about Rocky Road?
Like, all of it.
You don't like chocolate?
I like chocolate.
What, are you an American?
Everything else that I don't like. Beep, beep! Stupid Texian.
Hey, get out of here, buddy. Let's go. With that Texas... That's a text sticker.
I know.
That's a text sticker, y'all.
This is why I left.
That's why you left?
I mean, we're not very bright there. It's like, which pedal do I press?
Wow.
The long, skinny one, you
throwing some shade your way, Martinez. Do you go by Martinez yet? I'm not sure if she goes by Martinez yet.
Rosenbaum Martinez?
RM? RM?
Yeah.
Rum? How about just rum?
Crumb?
Crystal rum. Done. Crumb?
God, that's horrible. I know. I'm sorry, Crystal. Don't hate me. I'm sorry. I love you.
No, I like sea rum.
Victor Hunt?
No, I'm thinking like Victor Crumb.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Okay, we're working on this. All right, we're at the HEB. All things must cease for ice cream. Bye, y'all. Wait, I gotta figure out how to get this. Wait. Jane, how do you get me off this thing? Okay, say bye.
Bye.